Hello, this is Paul O'Mahony talking to you from a car in central Cork City in Ireland. In fact, my car has broken down, so I'm in a bit of a fluster and a bother, and I'm waiting for roadside assistance to come. There's an engine warning light that has come on in my car, and the car itself will not move, and I'm not even 100% sure what's wrong with the car. But it's completely screwed up my afternoon. So I thought that rather than feel sorry for myself as I'm waiting for somebody to rescue me, I might as well use the time productively and tell you about a couple of conversations I've had in yesterday afternoon and today, which are the kind of conversations we have in Cork these days, if you like. Yesterday, I met a man from a business which is called Discovering Cork, and we had a great conversation in Glenmire, and we talked about Cork City and its reputation, and we discovered that we both were convinced that the reputation of Cork City wasn't good enough yet, and that quite a lot of things needed to be done to transform Cork so that it would have a much better reputation that we would be proud of. The man I was talking to has been building up Discovering Cork as a tourism website, and building up a bit of a following, and he's active on Twitter, he's active on his blog, he's active on LinkedIn. And he's even gone as far as making a video of Cork specially and putting it up on YouTube. We talked about the Cork Vision Centre, which is a place in Cork that has a model of Cork City on a kind of desktop table. It's a fantastically impressive big model of the city. And while we were talking about it, I got the idea that this model of the city of Cork, which is sitting in a building in the centre of Cork, which relatively few people visit, could actually be taken around the city. It could be taken to schools, it could be taken to on the St. Patrick's Day parade. A lot of things could be done with it, and also a version of it could be built so that people could actually move around the buildings and reconstitute Cork or design the Cork of the future that appeals to them. We also talked about Spike Island, and there are tours going to Spike Island, which is an island in the estuary in Cork, which used to be a prison at one stage and is now being handed over to the City of Cork as or else to Cork County Council, I'm not quite sure which, as a tourism destination, and there are tours going there from Cove. We also talked about Cork Jail, which is another interesting destination in Cork, place in Cork, which is very enterprising and well worth a visit, I'm told. I haven't yet been there. So we had quite an interesting conversation about things that we wanted to change about Cork. And the longer we talked about it, the more I thought that the most important thing about Cork really was that we need to get more people talking about it. Who don't live in it, and people who live here as well. So creating a brand identity for Cork, I've touched on before in previous audios. My Discovering Cork man said to me that the photographs which were in use of Cork City, which are out there, were not particularly impressive. And he has an idea of doing something about that. So He's somebody who was full of ideas about what we should do with Cork, and I was trying to explain to him that I didn't want to play any part in handing a project to a branding agency and saying to them, "You brand the city of Cork." But that left me yesterday afternoon quite excited about the energy that there is in Cork, an energy which is faced with a situation where it's quite hard to link up with other people, and the city powers that be aren't all that good at collaborating. So I came away, though, with my spirits buoyed up, having met somebody who was really well worth knowing. And then following on this theme of getting to meet people who are worth knowing, there is in Cork on a Tuesday a kind of totally informal meeting that goes by the name of Tweet Meet Tuesday. And it takes place nearly always at a cafe down on the boardwalk called Cafe Gusto. And I went along there this morning and found myself in conversation with people there. There were three of us sitting around the table, and we found ourselves talking about a number of really interesting things like Dignation, D-I-G-G-N-A-T-I-O-N, a TV show from the United States. Revision 3, which is a company that puts up Dignation. And we also mentioned a guy called Neil Harbison, who has a television program, which apparently runs for 15 minutes, called Food Mob. And that is broadcast over there in the United States, or actually it's broadcast on an internet television program, so it can be got anywhere. We touched on how good Google Voice was. There was a view that that Google Voice was shaping up better than Skype. We talked about a book called The Facebook Story, which I haven't read. And I touched on the Google Story, which is a book I did read during the summer. We talked about politics and what connections we had in politics. We talked about the Irish Business Association. And we talked about an initiative in Ireland called Your Country, Your Call, which has produced, through a very elaborate process, five finalists. These are five entrepreneurs who have come up with ideas, and they're going to be given, the winning one will, in some kind of competitive situation, is going to be given money to develop their idea. There was originally apparently a prize fund of €1 million. We touched on two books, The Walmart Effect and Tescopoli, and talked about one of us actually reviewing them. And we talked about the enterprise boards in and how they work, what they support, how up-to-date they are with business practice, and what kind of people do mentoring for the enterprise boards, what a new business will get from an enterprise board in comparison with what they might really want. We touched on those kind of things, really. And we touched on a new business idea, which I better not tell you anything about because it's sub judice, so to speak, at the moment. So it was an interesting conversation on the boardwalk. Had some good coffee there, and had some tremendous butternut squash soup. I highly recommend the butternut squash soup in Cafe Gusto today. And this takes me back to my current predicament, which is sitting here waiting in the hope that somebody's going to come and sort out my car. I'm actually on my way back to a garage this afternoon, Paul Allen Auto Automotive in Kinsale Roundabout, to get them to have a look at my car and see what's wrong. But time is really getting on. I desperately need to get a new second-hand car, and I was so desperate that even yesterday I tweeted to say I have €5,000 to spend on a new second-hand car. What would you advise me to do? And I had some nice recommendations, particularly about the idea of getting a Saab. Well, I'm particularly keen on Saabs, and I got a few recommendations about Saabs, and I found some more on Auto Trader, and I know somebody did mention to me a Ford car as well. So all of these things are what's on my mind. I realize I've kind of taken up 10 minutes of your life listening to this. I hope you've been doing something good at the same time. And it's Paul O'Mahony stuck trying to cope with the anxiety of being in Central Cork, dependent on people to come and rescue me on a Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, when there's a whole lot of other things I could be better doing with my time. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. Thanks very much for connecting. Do leave me a comment. You can get me on Twitter via the name Omani Blog, OmaniBlog. And thanks ever so much. Cheerio for now. Bye.